Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to. Another these days, now if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just that I've been so
welcome to Big Little Questions with Dee Dee on Midwave Radio. This week we have a special treat. Every week is a special treat. This week is not the usual format, but I am going to be playing, starting in just a moment, I'm going to be playing some interviews I've done with people at The Point over the last couple months, over the last year, really. And I don't think it needs so much more introduction. So first will be Betsy for about the first half hour, and then will be Lauren. And I will let it really just speak for itself from there. So enjoy, and let me know that you can hear it. Okay. Ooh, 1 second. Can you hear it okay? Nope, I can't either. Hold, please. Always an exciting tech problem. And it should still be recording. Okay. This is the first one I've done in a while, so you're like almost like my first one again. Will you start by saying your name and where we are, where we're sitting?
Oh, hi, I'm Betsy Mensa. We are... We're on the second level of the embankment of rocks at Promontory Point. And the bottom layer, which used to be solid and you could kind of almost run along it, is now all pockmarked because a lot of them have been lifted and washed away. Tons and tons that they weigh. Doesn't matter when the lake is at work. But today, it's particularly strange because it looks white. It looks chalky.
Kind of weird.
And you had to take the picture of me with the shine of the sun in the background because that looks like steel today. Stainless steel, even.
When did you start? I'll say that you have been in my memory of this place for as long as I have a memory of this place, but from your own...
I seem rather boring,
because
I'm always here every day.
I'm always here. Well, there's a reason that we see each other, but...
When I'm headed out, I'm like, oh, should I dress up to go to The Point today? Would it be a party then?
When did you start coming here? How did you end up being a person who comes here every day?
Actually, I do know exactly when I started coming here. I came to Chicago to go to school and change my career. So, like, I was mid-30s, I guess.
You're good.
And moved to Hyde Park after being at Northwestern down on the Gold Coast, sort of, and swimming off the rocks because I came here in summer. And I've never swum in a city in my life.
Wow.
And it was so bizarre to cross under Lakeshore Drive after classes and walk along. And the water was only about, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet deep there. And it was just sandy on the bottom. One time I was swimming along and I saw a $20 bill just as clear as day. Well... I guess I should say that it goes without saying that I would swim if I'm near a lake. But I had no idea that Chicago had a lake. I mean, I guess I did, but I really never thought about what it would be like coming to Chicago. Anyway, we left there for Hyde Park immediately after graduation. And like a year or two later, I was in a... Lamaze class with Leora Baumgarten and Chuck Smith.
Oh, wow.
So,
for which kid of yours?
The first.
Wow.
It was our initiation into Hyde Park.
Wow.
The family part of town, which has such a crazy beach bum vibe, as far as I know. Because the only people I know are the ones that come here, I suppose.
And so you started... So Lizzie is how old? She's 13.
So anyway, we were magnificently proportioned at the time, sometime in August of 1989. And wow. Leora and I and Chuck and Ed came out. And Chuck and Ed bought beer and drank it out of their brown bags, sitting down on the rocks, out of sight of any police action. And we found out that what were we missing all these years was right here.
And then,
what a place.
You come here, well, we see each other here every day, like truly
almost every
day. And is that something that is like... Well, actually, let me get back to that question in a second. Like, we grew up, you know, my mom and us kids and you and your kids, like, we would hang out sometimes here and sometimes at Pebble Beach. And, like, what's it like to raise kids on Lake Michigan? What was it like to raise your kids at the Point?
Well, I think they were so lucky. They were so lucky. It was like... getting out every day in the summer, and you didn't have to worry about day camp. Day camp is fun, and they went, but there's a cooling off place, and you know, kids in the house don't really thrive if they stay in all the time.
Yeah.
But for sure, I brought them out when they were babies, as early as I could. At first, I was afraid, and we only went to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out about Pebble Beach, because this place is deep, and it's really hard to learn to swim in very deep water when you can't put your feet down. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's 57th Street Beach, but that
sandy.
Never worked for me,
because
they don't let you swim.
I know. Well, my mom always says that, too, about not about 57th Street Beach, but about, like, it was just... It wasn't like a conscious, like, oh, I really want my kids to go outside. It was just like, that's the way that you raise kids so that you're not going crazy when you're in the house with them all the time.
Yeah. Like, and also because, really, there's... Every time you go out, just like... I mean, tell me, you know, pinch me if it's not true. I just saw Naomi taking pictures. She's crazy. Isn't it different here every day?
Uh-huh.
The light is different, or the wind is different, or the water has a different texture or sheen. The colors are totally different. The other day, I drove by, and the water intake looked like it was floating on a white mist. There was no horizon.
I know.
That it one changes.
That, I feel like, is my constant measure for
depth perception because it always looks like it's a different distance away.
Anyway, the point I want to make is that I grew up outdoors. I grew up in a rural place. I didn't have a lake right in front of me, but I had a horse pasture and a swing, and that was the definition of play. So to me, play is being outdoors. But as I was a parent, I was realizing that it's science, mm-hmm. it's math, mm-hmm. it's coordination practice. Mm-hmm. Today I saw a man with his little son, and he let him get off the path, but not very far and nowhere near the rocks. Mm-hmm. And I told him that, you know, you can walk down there. There are steps. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, I'm not going near the water. You know, I did not raise my kids to be afraid to try something new. So being here is just always new in some way. It's, you know, you always meet different people. It is possible to say, look, some people have no imagination and they just go to the same place and hope they run into people. I feel that sometimes when I'm giving myself a hard time. Mm-hmm. But I follow this homing device inside my head and I end up here.
Yeah. I know.
There are lots of other nice places.
I know.
And I should go to them.
I feel both of those. Like, sometimes I'm like, is this just that I don't have the, like, that it's, like, always a known good rather than a, like, chance of something else that I'm like, but it's also, it's fine.
But it's so phenomenal.
So some people, you know, I'm thinking about especially a, like, middle of the summer day. Like, there's people who, no, Naomi and I are here every day, and Naomi doesn't usually swim. Naomi just, like, goes in the water and then goes out and goes in and goes out. And then there's people who, like, you know, they come for their swim and then they leave. And then there's people who do both. And, like, what is your... I guess this question can be two ways. Either in a more literal way, like, what is your routine in each of the seasons of being here? Or a much more broad version of that is, like, why are you coming here every day?
Because I'm not teaching my kids science anymore, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, we could go with the version that is just boring.
We can start with that, and I'm sure it'll grow.
First of all, my blood pressure lowers when I see the water.
Yeah.
The minute I am on the bike and I get over the bridge and I look out over the expanse of the Blue Lake, I take a big sigh. So, true, I have several planets and important signs in water signs. So, it works for me. You know, and it's calming. And life is so damn busy. You know, if you write 2-3 sentences in a text, people might not read it. They have so many different things on their mind. There's always too much information. And when you're by the water, you can think about whether or not you want to do that, or do you want to just meditate a little. So definitely after a day of work, I do it for the meditation. I also come... because if I don't get on my bike a few days, my knees will start being stiff and they'll hurt. And I want to get in the water because that'll make my body feel better.
Yeah.
100% better.
Yeah.
But I'm exercising with my TRX straps in the tree and looking at the lake. So that's a new form of heaven. I will answer your question now because you asked about a routine. And my routine used to be to come and swim and leave. Mm. And now I come since the pandemic. Because I used to also not come every day because I was going to a pool or something. So it fell to try to stay fit during the pandemic when I couldn't swim. Because I don't do well with a lot of exercises that involve weights or... boring machines. I just can't even be bothered. water is a moving element, and it gives you all the feedback you need. If you can't think of what to do, just let the water move you. So I look at the water and I think of new things to do with the TRX straps and new ways to move. And I'm trying to use all the circles that are available to me with my every part of the body and every bone and every joint. So it's a little Tai Chi, it's a little swimming, it's a little trying to.
One second. I don't know what it is, but as always, a tech problem. One second. I remember the phrasing that I used.
Let the water move you. So I look at the water and I think of new things to do with the TRX straps and new ways to move. And I'm trying to use all the circles that are available to me with my every part of the body and every bone and every joint. So it's a little Tai Chi, it's a little swimming, it's a little trying to stay fit enough to be able to move and play.
I think about you as a, like, wait, OT or PT?
PT.
I never
physical
remember
therapist.
For some reason, but I think about you as a PT and all the questions that we have asked you over the year, and then of watching, like, when Ed was in, like, rehabbing, and, like, watching you and Ed in the water and you, like, helping him do his exercises, and, like, it makes it very clear for me to understand when you're like, oh, and I'm swimming and I think of a new exercise for the TRX band. I'm like, oh, I can see, like, it makes sense to me how they all fit together.
Yeah.
In that way.
Well, you know, when I became a PT, I drew on a very different type of experience than other people do, because when I got out of college, I started swimming in a pool and I started taking classes in Tai Chi and I did African dance for a long time. And I would say everything I ever did in those, along the way to becoming a physical therapist kind of late in life became part of my practice in mm-hmm. PT. And it's been heavily informed by swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you can move in 360 mm-hmm. degrees. Try that on land.
That's amazing.
Try that with gravity, you know.
And when you think about, like, I also think about, you know, picnics here and aioli and pesto and, like, what is that? Well, of course, aioli. But, like, what is that part of this for you? Like, what does it feel like to be here with other people? And
oh, and do picnics. Oh, it's just so much fun. As I say to someone, eating restaurant food is overrated.
Uh-huh.
You know, eating out is overrated, but eating outside is always better.
Yeah.
Even if you're at home. So when you guys would come over to eat with us, we would try to be on the porch.
Yeah, I remember. I was about to say.
Because you don't have to bump into everybody so much.
Yeah. I feel like you and my mom are really similar in that way.
Food tastes better anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly have had a lot of picnics. Empty your, you know, one shelf of your refrigerator and bring it to the lake.
What, you talked a little bit about, like, why this year felt different in some ways from, like, a pandemic perspective and, like, coming here and keeping fit. And, like, was there a different, I feel like my framing on that, like, all of last summer, I was like, in some ways this is exactly the same as it always has been. And that's why I want to be here. And in some ways it's, like, very different because everyone is aware of how precious this is, because this is really the only place that we can be together. And what was that
experience like for you last summer? Or did that feel like it was part of your experience last summer?
Yeah, the pandemic really brought a lot of people here. So people started hanging out more. Mm-hmm. I don't remember ever seeing all these people building fires. But mm-hmm. it's all falling down. There's this entropy going on that makes it feel like last days. And the pandemic yeah. did Here's give people that impression, too. Like, if we survive this, what else will come?
Yeah. That relates to a question that I was asking people when I was doing these in, like, August and September was... I don't remember the phrasing that I would do, but, like... Time... Something about water oh. and time, and there's something about the, like, I think the reason I started doing these was because of the, like, collective anxiety yeah, yeah, of end yeah, of yeah, summer yeah. and it was like everyone is like, we have to, like, I really have to be here all the way until the sun is all the way down. And
video of the day right here.
And
also the end of the swimming season is bittersweet, and we all try to prolong it as much as possible.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And then you never finished.
I know.
Didi would not give up.
I think it makes time feel circular this year because there wasn't a break.
Yeah, yeah. But the topic of entropy, I was actually very concerned. I took pictures today of the collapse over by the top of the wall.
Yeah.
Didi, where's the best place to go when you can't see?
Actually, either that corner, that's where we usually often go in on this side, or if you walk a little bit that way, you'll see a very flat rock.
Yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah, I know.
And you just have to... Here, Betsy, 1 second. I'll be
Do
right
you
back.
Want to pause it?
No, it's okay. It'll hear ambient point noises.
She's brave.
Yeah.
Well, the people who come here are kind of pretty much of a special group of people.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to say is I took pictures because I want to put it in something, maybe the Facebook Point Swimmers.
Yeah.
There's a new waterfall here. It's probably caused by a hydraulic action from the lake after the layers of rock tilted, and that's not good. And there's so much entropy going on, but entropy is more of a natural law, and this is a distinct failure of the city to try to prevent this thing from collapsing. I think they intend to let it collapse. You know, it's been marked as a historical place.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean there aren't loopholes. And I suspect there's a loophole. If the place collapses, they'll throw up their hands and say, well, we can't protect what has already fallen in, and they will condemn it and cover it with concrete. I intend to talk to Jack Spicer and some of the other people who worked on saving the point the first time around when the city wanted to encase it in concrete.
What is your...
My feeling
what was
your
is, involvement then, or what was
oh,
your...
Oh, I just attended the meetings and, you know, picketed or whatever we did.
Yeah.
Watched all that, you know, used the bumper stickers. It wasn't that well organized, but... that time the city asked for our input and then they couldn't back down. I haven't heard a single peep from the city about the plan except a small article in a small magazine.
That made an oblique reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we need to start talking about it and get some sort of organization started before it collapses, because that's going down. There's one row of rocks with no soil behind it at the top.
It's crazy. Do you want Annie, do you want boots on your feet? It will make it significantly easier. Okay. With ya.
Yeah, Karen was in today, and after she got out and she was changing, she said, "Oh, I've got an actual buzz from the cold water."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's another reason we come. Yeah.
talk about the buzz. What's the buzz?
Oh, the cold water. Well, I don't know. You are the cold water swimmer.
Well, what's the buzz in general from the...
Oh.
What's the feeling of emerging from the water or of being in the water?
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, water was always surrounded by trees, and it was never very big. And you could have fun, like, jumping in or using a rope swing and jumping off that or swimming across in three different directions. But, mm-hmm. you know, ponds are better than pools, and small lakes are better than ponds. And this is the sweet water inland sea.
Yeah.
This is a horizon that you cannot penetrate.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of also about the... I think entropy is a great word for it. I hadn't put that word to this before, but...
Sorry.
And I think... No, I think
I'm
you're
very
right.
concerned about entropy, but
I think
it's
you're right.
a lifelong obsession, because I was worried about that in high school when I learned that it existed.
Yeah. I think about it, too. And I think you're right about needing organization. And I think about if this... I just don't even know what any of us would do.
But we're all so weird that we can't fit in necessarily. We don't necessarily know how to play with others because we don't even try sometimes. Look at my husband coming over here. He has his down coat and a hat, and he's wearing gloves. And it's like 60.
When you close your eyes and think of the, like, quintessential summer day in the decade of your choice since moving to Hyde Park...
Can be
the current one, or can be a historical one. What paint the picture for me of what you see on that. Like, what is the quintessential day at the point?
Okay, at the point?
Yeah.
Is floating on my back, out in the water.
This is your prison.
Turning in all directions and seeing the sky. And seeing the horizon upside down. And then zooming across the water to this rock that's here. And thinking I might be in Greece. I might be in Thailand. I could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Or Rio. Except that I'm not, you know, I'm not swallowing salt water.
Yeah.
I'm saying, did you just get in and out in the last, like, 5 minutes? Yeah. Or were you in from
over there?
It was kind of 6 seconds.
We don't linger.
Betsy, will you describe...
Are you going to put Betsy on your radio show?
This is for a different project that I started in August, which I have lots of recordings of people, like, talking about here and the point, and Sarah Noah carved a lot of the conversations into rocks for her shows, and she has another show coming up, and so it was an impetus for me to... restart the recordings, but I have lots of good this. And those of you who know things about audio editing that I don't know, I would love to figure out the project that is from this.
You might need this to get warm.
Oh, what's that?
Chocolate covered pretzels.
It's true. It do need to get warm.
Will you, this is like just one small image, will you describe how you change from your clothes into your bathing suit or from your bathing suit back into your clothes?
I used to do it with a towel, but I kind of lost the ability somehow, so now I have a skirt. I used to have a bag made out of a piece of fabric that was sewn around, but the skirt seems to work out all right. I had one that I made that one hand could stick out of.
Yeah.
So that I could reach into my bag from inside my cover cloth. But that wasn't that effective. But it was funny.
When there are, now that we are in a stage of the pandemic, at least right now, at least in the U.S., where, like, people can be in other spaces with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that will change your relationship to being here at all?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
Me neither.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really need to be here in the winter. I would like to be near water no matter where I go. But I think that I'm going to spend my winters near other waters.
Really?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Which waters?
That's what retirement means.
Wow.
Oh, Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Ghana. That's only for starters.
Wow. Oh, I'm excited for you.
That's why I'm going to work on my certification for aqua therapy.
Wow.
So that I can...
That's amazing.
...develop something in a, you know, in warm places where rich people go and need therapy. I've done it with my husband, and I've done it with many, many children. And
you did it with me last summer. Two summers ago, I was having trouble sleeping, and my back was hurting, and you had me, like, doing this in the water.
I had you doing way too much.
Something felt good.
Did it help?
It did.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
I'll give you a testimony. So... is there any, I mean, I think that there's probably many other things that we could talk about, but is there anything else that specifically you want to say before
I want to say that aesthetically I feel the place is perfect. It could be a Roman ruin. It could be the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, you guys have your little Amalfi over there.
Right, that point over there was a little more of a jumble of rocks, but it has flat rocks. When it was first created, it was probably much neater and was probably nice. But I don't think they'll build with rocks again. The machinery of our time is really all towards massive construction. You know, you think about Qatar or Saudi Arabia, giant shopping malls covered with a dome that's air conditioned. You know, we don't need air conditioning here. We have wind. We have cool water. It didn't create, I mean, it didn't create a lot of heat to let us be cool when we're here, and we could learn a lesson about building smaller.
Okay.
I don't really need flat rocks. When it was first created, it was probably much neater and was probably nice. But I don't think they'll build with rocks again. the machinery of our time is really all towards massive construction. You know, you think about Qatar or Saudi Arabia, giant shopping malls covered with a dome that's air conditioned. You know, we don't need air conditioning here. We have wind. We have cool water. It didn't create, I mean, it didn't create a lot of heat to let us be cool when we're here, and we could learn a lesson about building smaller and older and less technically, and using water as a natural source of cool. I come to the lake in the evening every summer because I dip my body and it helps my joints, helps my arthritis. It's essential when it's hot outside. So they're building shopping malls with, you know, fountains that people can sit by and be cooled. That's good. It's actually a good idea. But why does the shopping mall have to be so big? Why couldn't you use that land for an orchard? What was wrong with Gaza the way it was? Before it was all either covered in concrete or you bomb it into rocks. Human race is just so misguided. Yeah, we don't pay anything to come here, and it's better than 99% of the things that we might have paid to do. Yeah, I can't imagine.
All through college, I would, you know, mentioned, I would explain to people what this place is and what it's like, and I would try to say, oh, and I live 10 minutes from the lake, and I go there every day in the summer, and they would go like, yeah, that sounds so nice, oh, it looks really beautiful. But you can't understand. And then without fail, every time someone would come here, they would be like, I get it. I get it.
But then there were also somebody who would come here.
Right, exactly.
You know, you can bring your fake nails and sit down here and put them on and then go wherever you go in the evening. But if you miss nature entirely, you won't appreciate trying to preserve it, that's for sure. I just watched over your head where it was sort of gray before, now it's like deep blue and then Cetacean blue or whatever, and then there's a little lavender, a little dusky rose.
Yeah,
we like to watch things change too.
Okay, so hi, Lauren.
Hi.
I feel like what a pleasure and privilege. Will you start by introducing yourself?
This was very nice.
Yeah. My name is Lauren Dellatore.
Yesterday.
I don't know what to really say. I have lived in Hyde Park now for almost 5 years. I've been swimming in the lake for close to 15, but at the point for about 5.
Did you start coming here as soon as, like, once you moved here?
Oh, the second I moved here, yeah. I didn't even know it existed, and I think I was just riding my bike here. And I was like, what the hell? I've been pretty much spending the last 5 to 10 years swimming in the playpen, which is nothing. It's like swimming in gasoline there.
Do you remember your first time going in the water here?
Actually, my introduction to the lake was with your mom.
Oh, really?
Yes, she was the first. She was my point introduction, Susan. And it was a wavy day, and I
lost my goggles, and she pretty much said something along the lines of, it was, well, that's what you get, type of attitude, which is like, it's true. Like, that's the,
I feel like that's a very both of you type attitude.
Yes, it is. I'm like, you're right. I own that. Which is like a lesson that is appropriate for the point at Lake Michigan, is that it pretty much, you have to yield to it. And if it takes something from you, it's hers.
And when do you, tell me about your, like, your seasons at the point. Like, how do you relate to the point in its seasons, and how has that changed over time?
Oh, good question. Seasons at the point.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is so
great! It's gonna be good. It's gonna be perfect.
I think that I would explain seasons at the point as, I don't know, it's not stagnant. It changed.
Yeah.
This is actually a pretty decent depiction of season. People come and go. People just like scream hellos above everyone. There's a lot of parallel conversations going on. When summer comes around, it is pretty crowded. And that's when I think people are taking swimming a little bit more seriously. In the winter, it's a little bit more.
That's
the word
I'm
looking
for. Daisy.
Yeah,
Daisy. Daisy grows
up. In the winter, it's a lot more monastic, and I like almost like a little bit more meditative here. And then the point experience in terms of swimming turns more into like a cool exposure situation as opposed to like trying to swim. And that is like completely surrendering to the lake. That's how I view the winter.
So.
It's like a religion. It's like completely submitting yourself.
See you, David. So I have a memory of at the beginning of, or towards the beginning of COVID, when we kind of, when the lakefront got closed that March of 2020, of my mom saying something like, oh, that's the end of Lauren's season. So put them by the fire. No, they won't.
Oh, when COVID closed for the lake?
Yeah. And I remember her saying that. And so tell me about, like, how, like, right, because now it's kind of like there were so many more people last year who, like, kept going in throughout. And, like, I hadn't done that before. Like, tell me about the experience both before COVID and after COVID of, like, swimming through the different seasons.
I mean,
seasons.
If the lake didn't close, I would have kept going. And then when it did, you know, it was depressing. And it was like, I don't know. I actually moved a lot of my like lake time transition into the back of the Museum of Science Industry, which is so weird. Those like,
whoa, you were going in there?
No, not swimming. Oh, I was just like I mean, there. I thought about it.
Jeez, because it was like I have to go in the water.
I was at a point where I was pretty desperate, and then by May, I feel May or April, Betsy and I like kept going for
that place
south.
By Laura Vita.
Yeah, the cops were called, and then I mean, we got a lot of privilege in that situation and weren't arrested. And then I would say by like June is when, with the protests, the police were distracted and just pretty much kicked down the barricades and went in the lake. And then it was like completely put on the map. COVID put the point on the map completely, which you can have arguments about it. I think most people here are a little bit chauvinist sometimes about the point, and we were not a fan of that. But and then before the point, or before COVID, I would say, it was pretty much, it turned into like at least once a month. I don't think it ever stops.
And why? Like, was that a conscious decision, or was it just something that you were like?
It was more like, what am I capable of doing? Yeah. I mean, it was like, how far do I want to push my body today? Type situation. That's, I would say, how it was.
And can you tell me about the like, the physical and emotional experience of a summer day at the point? Hey. Didi. Oh, I thought you said a Naomi. Hi. Yeah, I am. I just had someone at my office tested positive, so I'm being extra cautious till I test tomorrow.
I think the one thing I can pay tribute to emotionally, physically, especially, is that referring to COVID-wise?
Or not even, I mean, that too, but I was just going to say of like a day in the summer and a day in the fall or winter of like being at
both
point.
Of them, I think I've talked to you about this before. Both seasons being here, I think think everyone can kind of pay homage to this idea that I've come to terms that it's not the rock, not the lake, it's not the water. Because I've swam in the lake my whole life, but this is like, it's these rocks. And I have a kind of a theory that I had to keep fact-checking myself on, but I'm almost positive these rocks came from a place called Lamont, Illinois, that's heavily Native American. So I do think these rocks are something.
Whoa.
It's not the lake. It's the lake is something, but there's something about these rocks. I mean, there's a reason why we settle down here as opposed to, I don't know, like going to the beach or even putting our stuff up on the grass and then going swimming and hanging out the, like the fire pits and stuff. So both in winter and summer, I would say that experience is the same. The rocks are just colder, but they still feel magnetic to like my energy. I think to the people in our group are attracted to whatever. I don't know what it is. It's something, though.
Wow. I'm like, I just want to drink that in. But also it's a good segue to thinking about group and social dynamic, or like social element of being at the point, which is like, what is the thing? I guess there's a couple of different versions of the question, but I'll start with like, what are the things that keep you coming back, and where does the like social piece of it play into that?
Yeah, I would say that like in the summer, I come in like two shifts, so it's almost like I come to get my work done, quote unquote, before like noon, and then I'll come to play and like socialize around when you guys come around, which is like four, and it's great. But yeah, I mean, I think about COVID specifically, and some of the people that were like showing up the most, quote unquote, were point people. Like your mom's one of them. She like gave me PPE, and Betsy made masks. And at one point, I was only eating bread because like that's what she would deliver as I was like going through all this crap. And yeah, it's special, and I don't know if it's because we're all attracted to this. I've thought about this so much, and I really don't know what it is about this community, but it's like nothing I've ever seen before. I will say that. And I feel like I've been exposed to a decent amount of Chicago subcultures, but this is something else. This is like, I don't know. Out of all the archaeology people that hover around this area, I don't know how they haven't studied it to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
It's special. It's just, it's multi-generational, it's multicultural, it's great. It's like different but the same. That's how I view the community here.
What is the place that it holds in your life? And you can answer that on any scale, either on like a like time of day scale or on a like emotionally, socially, like what part does this hold in your life?
What part?
Like what part? Yeah, what part does all of this play in your life? Or like do the people here? How does it fit into the like puzzle of like a Lauren life?
I think I would say it falls into I don't know, it always feels like I'm coming home. I think that's what it falls into, and I don't know if it also aligns with that I'm in a point in my life where I feel like I'm coming home with myself, and I don't know, things feel like they've settled in a very comfortable way for like the first time ever, so I'm not sure if that aligns with that or if it's unique to, no, this is like home. And I mean, you can answer that too, because this is home for me. I think we learned in the last couple of years how important community is, and this is, I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know if I answered your question. I talked to the circles.
Yeah. I have two kind of directions I want to go. One is, if you want to talk about this, like, obviously, you're a nurse, and, like, being a nurse in COVID was, like, a particular, COVID's been an intense experience forever, and particularly an intense experience for you, so I'm curious if you can talk about, like, what it was like in that context to, like, have the point as a place that you came to. And then the other question I'm just saying out loud so I don't forget it, which is, I want to hear you talk about, like, age and generations in the context of the point. You can go either direction.
Sure. I think I've told you how.
Who brought the jacket on?
Oh my god. I would say from March to July, maybe June of 2020, it was like really, I don't know, I still don't know how to like articulate, but it was, I was completely checked out, completely, out of my mind. I was highly irritable, I was like actively being traumatized, and then coming here, they're Mizu, come down here. Over here. You silly Muppet.
Oh my god. You spasm.
I know that they don't feel like running around.
Karen, I'm just looking for my other
Hi, Naomi. Like a forest ranger.
Yeah, she sure is. So, there was a part where a time in the beginning, where that time frame I'm talking about, where I kind of resented coming here, because it was, I was like actively going through something that literally traumatized me the entire time, and people here, not just here, but as well as everyone in my life, would use me as like a gauge of where COVID's at. I don't know. I think that everyone was curious, but I'm not sure if they realized how much it actively had me reliving my trauma when I was trying to come here to escape. So after months of people seeing me, associating me with the pandemic, and then asking me, which, you know, I'm sure they would handle that differently now, it had me associate this place with, like, something that was no longer calm. It was no longer... Yeah, and then there came a point, though, where I physically then checked out. I wasn't just mentally checked out. I like couldn't even like really associate with my body anymore for probably up until I'd say the following this previous June of 2020. And I was here with Sarah Noah, and that's why I always refer to these rocks, because like one day we were here and I was just like, oh my god, these fucking rocks feel so good. I can't even, they feel so good under my feet. I don't know what it is. Like, have they always felt this way? And that's, you know, by then, I mean, the pandemic was actually still going, but, June 2021, but then it just kind of, I don't know, I think I, like, landed. I came back to my body, felt my feet on the rocks, and I was grounded, and then I just had, like, over, like, the next month or so, which is the rest of this summer, this previous summer, I was just, like... I mean, I, like, feel like I was asking the lake for forgiveness. I was doing... I mean, I felt like... I'm like, she was always here. It was really emotional. Like,
yeah.
She was always here, and I resented her, and she didn't deserve any of it. And it was really... It was... I think I remember, like, the first, like, reintroduction swim I had, and it was so effing emotional. Like, it was just like, shit, I feel so bad.
Okay.
Which, like any relationship like that, it now is in this thing where I'm like, I'll never take you for granted.
So like,
yeah,
honeymoon.
Yeah, so it was really, yeah, it was a very powerful experience that was coattailing on active trauma that was going on.
Yeah.
And the more that people hear, the generations that you're talking about that, handled it differently. So I feel like the younger generations, meaning how they were reacting in terms of being sensitive to my situation. And I know it's a lot to ask, but they all, I would say collectively, everyone here had like my best interest in mind, but obviously the younger generations were a little bit more sensitive to, I don't know, like reading the room.
Yeah. Just like emotion. Yeah.
And then older people, it took direct conversation, which is kind of how I feel in general when I'm interacting with them. But overall, despite the differences, it was all the same. They still care for me. Like, it was just, it just like, it just took more time for others to kind of get in line. And that, yeah, that kind of pays in mind with the generational difference here in general. It's like just kind of same but different once again.
And what is like, because I think of here as being a place where, and this is true for everyone, but I think it definitely, I think of you as being someone for whom this is true, where like you really are friends with people of multiple different ages. Like, is that something that like is familiar to you from other parts of your life? Is that something that like exists here? Like, how does that
Yeah, kind of. Not as much as here, but I think they've always been like that. I think I've always kind of like looked across the spectrum of many things, selecting who I want to surround myself by. And if I were to say what the common thing is of all those people throughout my life who are like multi-generational, it'd probably be that they're all weird. And I say that with like the greatest amount of love.
Yeah.
Weird meaning they're authentic and they're against the trend. No. They're kind, all of them. So that's what I've always been attracted to, I feel like surrounding myself by. And it just so happens that it shows up in different types of ages.
So tell me, since now we're... Oh, there's Jake. Whoa. Since now we're talking about people, like when you don't actually have to close your eyes, although you can if you want to, but if you like close your eyes and think about like a perfect classic summer day at the Point, paint me a picture, and including like to whatever degree that includes people, whatever that talks about the water, whatever parts of that you want to include.
So it starts around like noon 30, and by then the temperature is probably like, by noon it's like 76. And who's there initially is Jerry, Howard,
Jerry,
Jake, of course, is there, and Sherry. And I would call it parallel play at that point, like what children do when they're playing together but apart.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very, very legit. And transition to that. That crew is usually here till like 3 or 4. The heat index and temperature by then is probably like 6, 7, and the temp went to like 85. By then, let's see, you guys start to come in. Betsy, your mom.
What's up?
Hey. Sylvie. Yeah. Angelica's here.
Because she tried to leave 3 times.
Yes,
and she stayed.
And then, right. And everyone. So I guess the perfect day is like me staying here pretty much the entire time and witnessing like everyone come in and come out. Hopefully I'm hydrated. And so the work was done around noon. And then by the afternoon, I'm just kind of like floating around, paying attention to how the lake feels. Shit like that.
Hey.
Hello.
Kiyomi shows up around then.
So someone at my office tested positive. One day there. Someone tested. I'm getting tested tomorrow because that's 5 days. So fun. So I'm just being, since we're sitting actively very close to each other.
You're so good. I wonder if
I'm not leaving yet because I'm sulking about
actively creating antibodies.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is it positive, negative, or neutral to like have gotten a booster 2 days later?
I don't know. I can't think about the science.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. I'm sulking about my missing.
You should go for a walk and see if you can find.
Can I clip your collar for you?
You can.
And then,
by the way, in this perfect scenario, I had miso mousse today.
Okay, I can't walk.
My sidekick loves it this year.
And then, what about, like, talk to me about the swimming piece of it. Like, the work is done by 12:30. Like, what is the experience of, like, swimming in the water? And where do you go? And what do you think about? Or do you think? And do you go alone? Et cetera, all that kind of things.
Well, I think my work, quote-unquote, was a lot more intense when I first started coming here. And then last summer was all just, like I said, it was like I didn't want to challenge my body at all. I just wanted to get to know my friend that I left behind. So yeah, I would say I'm a Southsider. I do not do the North, except if I just want to like float around because it is really pretty in the North and it's usually calm. But I'm kind of a loyalist to the South, and so the work is trying to either compartmentalize the buoys by the doing a series of sprints or not. Or just shooting for the point and back and just trying to get a mile. That's the work. And the casual stuff is just, I don't know, just like floating around. Yeah.
What is the like feeling of getting into water for you?
It's submission. It's literally, I view it, that's why I view it like a religion. It's like submitting to something else.
And
I've
talked about this so much, because I use water analogies all the time. You get in, and then you kind of have to get to get a feel of like what the situation is, what the current is, like getting used to the temperature, and then getting the movement kind of synced with that, I would say, is kind of like overall what happens with that. What did you have in your... Well, I can climb up those on the camera. And usually...